Hello, I'm Stuart Kelly. I'm the literary editor of Scotland on Sunday, the author of Scotland, The Man Who Invented a Nation and the Book of Lost Books, and I'm a guest curator as part of this year's Edinburgh International Book Festival. I was delighted when Nick asked me to be one of the guest selectors, and from the outset, I knew exactly what it was that I wanted to do. We've called it the future fiction, really because calling it Is There an Avant-Garde or How to Be Experimental would seem so frightening, I think, to most people, even though any literature which doesn't have an avant-garde soon becomes a literature without a future. So the brief was fairly wide, just to get the authors who excite me most and to discuss what they show us about the directions that fiction is taking. I suppose part of the problem with it is academics and critics like to sort of parcel up history into comprehensible movements. So we talk about Romanticism or the Victorian novel leading into decadence, modernism. And now we have this very nebulous, very peculiar entity called postmodernism. What comes after postmodernism? Is there even such a thing as postmodernism? And many of the writers that I've chosen have been described as postmodernists, and at the same time are very uncomfortable with that kind of designation. So the absolute highlight for me was to get five events which really reflected the most interesting contemporary trends within fiction. We'll be kicking off, unfortunately, not with Zadie Smith, who managed to double book herself, and I'm still mildly displeased about that, particularly because Zadie Smith has a wonderful essay in her book of essays that she published last year, where she really addresses this question. She holds up two different kinds of writing, one which she calls lyrical realism and the other which is perhaps what James Wood called hysterical realism. That was kind of the sort of two categories that were in the back of my mind when we first started putting this together. The other thing which sort of impacted on it, regrettably, was the change in the American publication date for David Foster Wallace's The Pale King. This is the posthumous novel. It's the one he'd been working on since he finished Infinite Jest. It's been reconstructed really using the emails that he sent to people like Dave Eggers, people like Michael Chabon, people like Jonathan Franzen, people like Don DeLillo. It's been pieced together. Unfortunately, publication has been changed, so we can't actually have the Foster Wallace event until next year. But Foster Wallace seems to me the sort of paradigmatic figure. He was somebody who had done something new, but we still don't quite understand what that legacy, which he regrettably and far too soon bequeathed to us. So anyway, we'll be kicking off with Miguel Sajuco, the Philippines writer who won the Man Asian Booker Prize, with Alberto Manguel. Manguel is clearly within a particular kind of postmodernist tradition. His non-fiction works on the history of reading and the history of libraries. He's a figure that stands comparison with Umberto Eco. What we'll be looking at in that event is how different forms of nationhood create different forms of national narratives. Sajuco's book is beautifully nuanced in how it posits a fictitious great author of the Philippines and how that is a problem, how it is a resolution, how it's something that could be liberating. We'll be having an event with Eli Horovitz, the editor of McSweeney's, who I'm absolutely thrilled to be coming over, and there'll be a McSweeney's night as part of the Unbound. To my mind, McSweeney's has been the level at which things changed. It's both ironic and serious. It's both comic and full of pathos. It's interested in that line between fiction and fact and where the two bleed into each other. It's unashamedly of the experimental tradition. Dave Eggers, when I interviewed him, said that the initial policy for McSweeney's was that they were going to publish things that wouldn't get published elsewhere. And I can't think of a sort of better motto for any publishing house. Eli will be with David Shields, who's written an extremely controversial new manifesto called Reality Hunger, where he argues that the traditional form of the novel no longer reflects our lives as we experience them, and that the novel itself has to change dramatically if it still has any kind of cultural purchase on our imaginations. Then we have Lydia Davis. Lydia is not well known in this country yet. She will be after the event. Her book has had great reviews so far. Lydia's collected stories have just been published by Hamish Hamilton. She is, without doubt, the finest short story writer in America and has redefined what the short story is. Some of the stories are only half a sentence long. Some of them are as big as novels, but in a much smaller, tighter, more beautiful space. Lydia is also a translator of some of the most important postmodern writers from France, people like Boutor. She's translated Proust. She's just done an edition of Flaubert. So we'll be talking about where translation ends and where original creation begins.